Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A little after 5 o'clock on a Friday. This is like happy hour time. This is like Frosty Friday. You don't have to scrape your windshield. Now it's hit the local establishment.
I love it. The team's all happy. We're in there yucking it up in a break. The bosses must not be here. Nobody's here. Where's everybody?
I think they're all
five
gone.
5 o'clock so on a Friday?
When they're away, we shall play. We also did have a texter earlier that pointed out not everybody drinks beer. Not everybody wants to have a Frosty. Yeah. So you know what they can do? Go get a Frosty in the drive-thru at Wendy's like Rich Keefe does when he does the flavor tests of all the modern Frosties.
Ooh, Frosty dairy dessert products.
Yes. Yeah. Well, remember when Frosties were just that weird non-flavored? It was like, is this vanilla? Is this chocolate? Did you combine vanilla and chocolate? Like the original Frosty was just
weird. Different Frosty now?
Now they have like flavors.
I didn't know that.
Orange creamsicle.
Do they add toppings to it as well?
Kinda. They're getting close to McFlurry's. They're not quite. They do have liquid toppings, I think. Like swirls can be. You need to go to Rich Keefe's Instagram because he does reviews. Every time they come out with a new flavor, he does a review of them.
Okay.
He does a lot of other
the
stuff,
McFlurry,
too.
Man. Pretty damn good.
Oh, absolutely.
Oof.
Or what do they call it at Dairy Queen? They
Blizzard.
Blizzard. Oh, yeah. They hold it upside down for you to show you like how thick it is.
Yeah. I get it. I just want to eat it.
Do you know, technically, if they do not hold it upside down for you, you're supposed to get it for free.
Is that right?
That's right.
Yep. You were that guy that, remember Domino's, you say if it's not delivered in 30
minutes,
it's free?
I'd be like, whoa, buddy, 11 minutes. Thank you. Can I order now?
Can I order now while the world is crashing down?
Four-piece nugget, spicy chicken sandwich.
I got that a little late, but yeah, very good.
Can I order?
Tremendous.
That's the best.
All right, it's 5 o'clock on your Frosty Friday. It's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Can I drive one? High and deep!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
So trust is the word of the week in Patriot Nation. We're going to find out how much we trust Drake May as he continues to evolve and make us, I think, more comfortable trusting him. Right, last week was a week where it wasn't sexy. Adam Schefter didn't get a lot of fantasy points once he understood what I was talking about when we talked to him on Wednesday. Because Drake May wasn't throwing touchdowns, rushing for touchdowns. He was just leading you to a really good victory by not making mistakes and leading your passing attack. Is the whole team ready to continue that trend? So we talked to our guy Mike Giardi, as we do each and every Friday. I asked him the simple question, do you trust the Patriots as they head to New Orleans? Do you trust them? I said that.
I think so.
That was a long pause. Like,
well, no, because it's one of those things. Like they're starting to get me to trust them, right? To go up to rebound from a slow start against Carolina and just run them out the building, right? Then to go into Buffalo, hang tough with them, and then obviously, as we know, you know, take a 10-point lead and then the 2-minute drive to win the game. Like, yeah, I think it's a fascinating game, and I'm really curious to see how it plays. I'm not one that says they need to win by 25 points. Like, mm-hmm. as far as I'm concerned, just win the game. You know, like, that's the point you are. Yeah, show me that this didn't go to your head, and that there is this level of, hey, they're a bad team, and we're gonna snuff out a bad team, even if it's on the road.
So
a lot of truth to that.
They are building your trust. Feels like one of these relationships where, like, your significant other cheated on you, and now we've gone like a year, and you're like, well, they haven't cheated in a year. Am I starting to trust them again? But you're not totally sure.
I'll let you know in another year.
Right. So that's where they are. They're in that little fork in the road.
And I think that's probably the best way to look at it.
You think Mike Vrabel trusts him?
I think he does.
I think he probably does.
I think
too.
He wants like hell to trust him. I think he's shown you a million examples of trusting guys. And
yeah.
I'm going to trust you to not fumble, and then they keep fumbling. I'm going to trust you not to fumble. Well, you keep fumbling. So he wants to trust these guys more than anything.
Yeah, Fitzy, I agree with that. I think he really wants to, and individually, but if the team burns him the way Ramondre Stevenson has kind of burned him, that would be probably an unfortunate game on Sunday in New Orleans, right?
Yeah, but I tend to think that he's going to trust them more. I trust him more as well, and I think this is a game where they start to earn fans' trust and national trust on a much grander scale, because they've played really well two games in a row. One at home against a crappy opponent, well, a middling opponent, and then one on the road against a dominant opponent. And had they not made the mistakes in Pittsburgh, yeah, I know, ifs, buts, candies, and nuts, but they did. Mm-hmm. So they've done it two games in a row. Do it a third time, you know, no shame on me, no shame on you. Then you'll actually see this is a legitimate football team capable of putting on their big boy pants and not needing someone to come and helicopter parent around them and clean up the mistakes. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to play grip it and rip it football. That's not what works against the Brandon Staley defense. Just take your measured small spaces, take the profit, check down underneath, work that zone, and you should be able to dominate time of possession and the final score.
So I want to play a little game here. It's sort of a choose your own adventure preview of our Patriots Monday show. What we could, would, should be talking about on Monday if certain scenarios happen. For example, Nick Fitzy Stevens, if the Patriots go down to New Orleans and win comfortably, just take care of business, don't turn the ball over, probably run it a little bit, Drake May looks good, and they win the game by, let's say, double digits, control it the whole way. What are we talking about? What are we saying come Monday?
Patriots go marching into New Orleans, grab victory, is your headline. And then what we're talking about Monday is the maturity and efficiency of Drake May, the dominance of Stephon Diggs, and the emergence, finally, at long last, a third of the way into the season, of the Patriots ground attack.
Ted, that scenario, they win comfortably. They double-digit lead, don't turn it over, just look like they're supposed to look like the better football team, and they come back. What are we talking about?
It's more than a playoff team. It's a team that can maybe do some damage in the playoffs.
The AFC Championship game at Highmark Stadium?
I wouldn't say that. Let's not get carried away. Jeez, Andy. Oh, my gosh. But it would be – the expectations would just heighten, which it took a huge leap from one win against Carolina 2 weeks ago to the win against Buffalo. You saw pretty much them climbing up the power rankings. They will climb up the power rankings board to a point in which they will be considered better than half the teams in the league, I think, if they win this game.
I think,
because it validates last week's win if you beat the Saints.
Absolutely. I think the sandwich of Carolina, Buffalo, and then New Orleans, everybody's like, oh, so you take care of your business. You're also capable of stepping up and winning as an underdog.
On the road.
On the road. Like, I agree with you. I think we only had, correct me if I'm wrong, Dan Ball, I think we only had one of the power rankings had them in the top half. That was 13th. Everybody else was like 18th to 20-something.
Yeah.
I think they would start to trend toward all of them would have them sort of on that back end of the top half of the league.
The top 14 teams are basically are playoff
playoffs,
teams.
Baby.
So they would be clearly in the playoffs, expectations would be, and then now it's like, okay, maybe they can do some damage in the playoffs.
And the deeper we get into, if the playoffs started today, they'd be in it, the less I can mock it, right? Every week you add to that, and suddenly you're like late October, early November, and we're still saying you're in the playoff field, less mockable. All right, let's say they play a close, hard-fought game, but win. Like, they don't look great. They probably maybe they even lose the turnover battle, like 3-2. Or something like that.
Ew.
And there's a fumble, there's an interception, whatever, but they win. Then what are we saying?
On Monday, we're saying Patriots Patriots squeak it out, still have some growing to do. Like they emotionally rose to the challenge of Buffalo, but overall still have some growing to do. And I don't think people would think that means that they're a bridge too far from the postseason. Just means that we can't just start immediately printing the tickets for a wild card game before Halloween. I still think that they win this game. I'm not going to say hand. Nah, they win handily.
So, Ted, that example, they win the game, but I love what we see.
People are going to be thrilled because they're going to say the Saints, the last two opponents they've played, they held to within 7 points of their losses. They were tight games, and that's kind of what you go down there. You're going to play a good team, not a great team. And you know what? Coming off of a big emotional win against Buffalo, people are going to give them the benefit of the doubt. They might not say they'll do damage in the playoffs, but they say this is clearly still a team. This trajectory is to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think it will be more positive than negative, the reaction. Sure. I think people will say, you know, that's what good teams do. They find a way to win even when they don't play their best on the road. Or, hey, how about the Eagles? They're not winning. Oh, they're so talented, but I'd rather win a game than have all that talent. There'll be some of that. I think it'll be mostly positive. And then third scenario, what if you lose? And what if you lose kind of ugly, like you make a few mistakes? It's a little – let's just say it's very similar to the Pittsburgh game. Let's say it's the – maybe not quite as dramatic as six turnovers, but let's say Pittsburgh game, you lose. What happens
then? You lose all the goodwill you just gained from this past week beating Buffalo. That's what you lose. You're going to lose a lot of people that believed in you, that were kind of pounding their chest for you. Just it'll take the air out of the ball big time.
Paper Tigers. Everyone says paper Tigers.
You know, Buffalo's really not that good.
Well, Well,
then the narrative turns back to the question I asked at the beginning of the week. Well, it really was more about Buffalo not playing well than the Patriots, and the Patriots took advantage of their mistakes. Vrabel and company showcase lack of roster depth, thin starting talent, and a long way to go to reach where they want to be.
Okay, so at the center of all the good things on offense, you got a couple players. We've talked almost nonstop about Stephon Diggs and Drake May this week. They connected on the highlight of the year. I mean, Brian Hoyer was talking about it. Everybody's seen it in slow motion from multiple camera angles and all that. But the guy who's putting that all together, my pal, my guy, Josh McDaniels, joined us earlier. And I think he was stunned yesterday. I know I was stunned yesterday when Andrew Callahan of the Boston Herald asked him, do you want to coach Drake May forever or do you have aspirations of being a head coach again? And I was stunned at that question because I don't think he's going to get another NFL head coaching job. I personally don't. So especially not 5 weeks into the season of his first year back as an offensive coordinator. But Josh's answer was, I love New England and I'm never leaving Westwood, when he talked to the media yesterday. So I asked him what he loves about New England, working and living in New England.
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Two best friends that anyone can have.
That is not what he answered when I asked him why he loves working in New England. Maybe I'm why he loves working in New England. His buddy's here.
Yeah, oh, that's it.
Oh, I think, first of all, I think that's a broader question than, and it encompasses things that are beyond football in all of our cases. I mean, life is more than just what you do for your job. And in this case, I've had the great fortune to be around this area and this place and work at this organization for so many years. And I'm incredibly indebted to the people that have allowed me to do that and given me the opportunity. And my family has also created their life here. And, you know, this is where my kids were born. And, you know, I love being here. I think there's other factors in my life. I'm almost 50 years old. I've done, you know, some of those other things and experienced some of those other things, and those are great. And but I couldn't be happier doing what I'm doing, and I hope I earn the right to have the opportunity to keep doing it. That's really what I'm most focused on, is trying to do my job the best I can each week, each day, so that, you know, that the people that I'm, you know, that I work for and try to do the best I can for are happy to have me.
Is that a good answer, Ted?
Yeah, you know, it's a good answer. Did anybody notice the clearing of the throat in interviews? A lot of that. A lot of
and what? Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm not saying.
Expand on that.
I'm just curious.
Does he have allergies? Do you think he's saying something?
It's an old coach that used to do that. Norton.
Oh, you think it's Belichick?
I don't know. You're random enough. Maybe it rubs off on you. But, okay, so just the topic of Josh McDaniels going to be. I would be shocked if he ever gets the another head coaching job. I would be shocked.
Same. I think he would be too.
And if I'm Josh, why would you want to go? North Turner made a huge career out of being a great offensive coordinator. Tom Moore made a long career out of being a great offensive coordinator. They're going to pay you more here to be an offensive coordinator than maybe some head coaching gigs you would get. Josh, you okay?
You guys are very critical. If a guy says, you criticize him. If they clear your guy. You criticize him.
I know. Settle down.
Got a little tickle.
But good, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. So it's a little kind of like, I think I would be shocked that he ever gets offered a job, and I would be shocked if he ever really accepted one, because you could basically be the offensive coordinator here for as long as you want.
With a guy who in year two might be a top 10 quarterback, year three might be top five, and year four might be the best in the league.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
How many guys get two head coaching jobs and are fired in the middle of the season? You're so bad that you can't – and then you get fired in the middle of the season, and then – there's one coach in UNC that maybe happened.
He's taken after his mentor.
Right,
yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But then also another job that you were about to get on a flight to go get, and then you pulled out. So with all of that on your resume, I can't imagine him ever being offered a head coaching job. Dan, take it away.
Well, hear me out, guys. Again, and I'm glad you brought this up. You know, looking for a new challenge, wants to prove the NFL wrong if maybe things go awry.
This is dumber than Mayo.
Head coach, North Carolina football.
No, I'll take you even a step further, Dan. Loves New England, but would like a challenge and to prove that he can handle operating at the highest level of an entire team. Head coach, Boston College.
Whoa, we're running Billy O out of town. Fitzy running Billy O out of town already?
If things go south, I'm just saying, Josh is right down the street. I know they're buddies, but relax.
Well, isn't things going pretty bad?
They're pretty
there?
South right now.
How south can you get?
So now it's such a crazy suggestion.
As Alex Cora would say, not great over at the Heights right now for Billy O. And
I just feel like Josh would want to shoot a little bit higher. You want to shoot for the 33rd NFL team if you're going to coach a college football.
What's Tufts head coaching job? Maybe Tufts?
No. First of all, I don't think Josh wants to be a college head coach.
Why? You think Bill wanted to?
Because he's above it.
Because he has a good job. He has a good job that he'll succeed at. You know, there's a reason Jeff Hafley went to the pros. There's a reason that Chip Kelly went to the pros. Like, the college job is a tough life. Now, on the surface, I think he'd be great. I think Josh's look, young, visor, sideline, I think you could make that play. Offensive mind. I was with Tom Brady, but I also helped make Drake May. I think you could sell some things, the Josh McDaniels image as a college coach. I don't know that he wants to do it with all the NIL and the recruiting every year. And it's a miserable job. And I also think it's a tough job to be good at all of it. From what I understand, and this, I don't know if you've heard differently, there's two kinds of college coaches right now. Coaches that can coach.
And Bill Belichick.
No.
Oh, sorry.
He's not going to be a college coach for long. You either are really good at the recruiting, the NIL, the transfer portal, or coaching. It's hard to be great at both.
Yeah.
You're either a salesman, kind of, and then you trust your assistants to bring the talent together into a team.
Lombardi got paid a boatload of money.
And I think it's a totally different job to be an offensive coordinator in this league and then also be a head coach in this league. People just think you go from coordinator to head coaching job. They're completely different jobs. And to think that just because you're good at being a coordinator means you're going to be great at a head coach, that's how owners kind of think in their minds, I think is ridiculous to think that too.
Let's weave in a couple phone calls here on the drive. Let's go to Ray in Boston for his thoughts on the Patriots. What's up, Ray?
Since I was listening, I want to sprinkle in two thoughts before I get to my main point. Thought one, the Philadelphia Eagles were in the same spot last year. Oh, the offense stinks. We need to call new plays. They won the Super Bowl. Everybody was fine. I would pump the brakes on them. Mm-hmm. Second thought, McDaniels will absolutely get a head coaching job if he can turn Drake May into a monster. He can develop quarterbacks. That's what the league wants. They'll say, third time's a charm. Now to get to my actual call-in point. So we have Drake May, a young gunslinger who makes excellent plays in and out of the pocket. We have the left tackle of the future. This Will Campbell kid is awesome. We have the best cornerback in the league other than Pat Surtain. Excellent interior pass rush. We have edge rushers who are pretty good. We have a wide receiver, too, in Booty. And don't forget, we have Stephon Diggs. So my question is, why not the Super Bowl?
All right. Thanks for the call, Ray.
Hey, don't. Whoa.
That was like a 3-point
stance.
Who
in the AFC scares you right now? I mean, why do you dismiss Ray so fast?
Maybe in a playoff game, the Bills. I would not feel great about going in there just and beating them. Oh, no, mm-hmm. They definitely beat them. But mm-hmm. They are a team that notoriously plays with their food early in the year. We had one of our guests tell us last week.
Right. Ravens, how are those Chiefs mm-hmm. looking?
The Chiefs, I wouldn't feel
Colts,
great about.
Are you a believer in the Colts?
I'm not a believer in the Colts. Okay, so you're making a decent point here.
Jacksonville, I don't know. What
Jacksonville's up and
4-1,
coming.
4-1, baby.
Hey, and, big one for Jacksonville this weekend.
So I wouldn't dismiss Ray so quickly, is all I'm saying.
Wow. Is that what we're doing here?
I'm just respect for the callers.
I just want to get this out on Friday before they fall on their face in New Orleans and see how you're talking on Monday or Tuesday.
I just thought you just hung up on him a little too quick. I think he was about to make the point that the AFC is not very good.
It was a minute. I know you get more than a minute on a 3-point stance, but he doesn't get more than a minute for his points. Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up next, we're going to get to our Pick 6 segment, which is usually pick one or two winners if you've been following along, because we are not very good at this. But one of these weeks, we're due.
Speak for yourself.
You have one good week.
He's actually had a bunch of good weeks in a row.
That's because he picks like 6 games, because he always picks games that everybody else has already picked.
That's my strategy. I do that on purpose.
Also, Ted Master Blasters, back-to-back
two in a row,
wins,
baby. They were laughing at us.
Watch out.
They were laughing at us, Stiz. They're not laughing now.
Yeah, we still are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
WEEI Afternoons. It's been a fun week. Between the Patriots' success, all that is Bill Belichick. I thought we would be missing something with the Red Sox out, but
Bruins,
suddenly the Bruins are here
Bruins
and they're winning.
Filled that space.
Yeah, that filled that void quite nicely.
It's been a really good week. It's been a really good few weeks, I think.
Yeah.
We're doing all right.
It's fun to be talking fun sports, relevant sports.
No doubt.
Like, we are nowhere near, well, Dan has talked about draft picks and tanking for the Bruins, but...
Yeah, but I'm a dork. That's just what I do. Yeah.
Right. But, you know...
How's that looking? Cold takes, 2-0.
Cold takes. You better take that victory lap now before they go on like a 5-game losing streak.
Serious.
Yes, Diz?
And what else happened this week?
Donkey lose.
That's right. It's been a good week for us, a bad week for them, and
David
everything
Ortiz
in between.
Rubbing it in Jeter's face. That was get any better than that?
Can we?
You know what, though? That means the rivalry's back on then, right? I mean, we got all this smack talk.
Sort of.
No?
It's kind of sad that they're mocking each other as they watch other teams advance deeper in the playoffs.
Yeah,
like, they both got eliminated. But you're right. At least they're back in the postseason to be eliminated.
And it feels as if the Red Sox are going to be here, knock on wood, fast for a while.
Yes. Yes, Danbo?
Wasn't the rivalry at the best it's been in, what, probably since they made the playoffs in 2021?
When absolutely.
That wild
card
game?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We experienced it, Bragg, when we were there for that Friday, and it was at a level that I'm assuming we haven't seen in a couple years.
For sure.
We kind of pink-hatted it. We all stood up when Judge hit a home.
Well, I wanted to make sure it was going over. I couldn't see. Is that thing going over?
That's right.
Andy was standing up in front of you, and it's hard to see over him.
No, it isn't, actually. While we're talking about New York, real quick, before we get into the pick six, do we like Cam Scataboo or no? Because I don't really, and I feel like I'm on an island here.
You're the shortest.
It's
just weird.
He just seems kind of like a dink.
Really?
Yeah. I think there's a lot of show there, Jim Hero. I don't know. Something about him rubs me the wrong way. Dan Ball, you like him?
I mean, I like the way that he's producing for the Giants. I can understand why you're... Didn't we know that about him in college?
Yes.
When he was, like, throwing up on the sideline, then coming back in, and I'm stunned that you don't like him.
I am a little bit, too, and this is why I brought
this guy,
exactly.
If I saw it, name an athlete that Andy Hart loves.
Okay, it's the overachiever. I mean,
right,
yes,
exactly.
You know,
like, didn't expect him to be there.
I not like him? This is why I'm bringing it to you guys, because I had that same feeling. I should love this guy, and yet I don't.
Because you feel there's not an authenticity to him.
He feels a little fraudulent.
It feels fraudulent to you.
Yeah. Like, also, did you see him freaking out? We talked about the fumbles, and he was like yelling, "Can I get some new effing gloves?" He was like blaming the gloves or something.
Oh, that's
fumbled.
Not cool, man.
I don't know. There's little things I don't like. And also the shirt ripping off for like week six? I mean, it's one thing if you win a championship
or something. What do you mean he ripped the shirt off?
Post-game last night with Ryan Fitzpatrick, they ripped each other's shirts off and were celebrating with no shirts on national TV.
Okay, all right.
You know what he does, too? When he scores a touchdown, Teddy, you'll love this, the Joe Milton backflip.
Yeah,
strong arm backflip. He's a flipper when he scores a touchdown.
Maybe he just knows his window's small and he's got to make it. You know, as much as he can, build his brand.
The way he plays, the window is small. You're talking about a short career. He gets, he gives a lot of hits, but he takes a lot of hits too.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of wear and tear left on that at a young age.
I'm going to reserve opinion on that.
I'm not, you always do, flippity floppity.
That's not true. That's
I need black, I need white. Is it you like or you dislike? That's all you can choose. It's A or B.
The
binary.
World is full of gray, bud.
Full
of gray.
All right. There's no gray area when it comes to our pick six. We stink, so roll the intro.
A pick six!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick six.
Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game!
Let's go!
Positive energy. We need good picks for a good week. Here on the Pick 6 on WEEI Afternoons. Yes, it may or may not have been a 1-5 week with Ted Johnson putting the team on his broad shoulders last week. Yes, Ted Johnson leads with a 4-1 record through 5 weeks. I was told that was a fluke last segment, but that is not
proof
the case.
Proof is in the pudding.
I am 3-2. The rest of the group collectively sitting at 1-4. So some contributions from Andy, Fitzy, Stiz, and Brian this week would be lovely. Andy, your pick for week number 6.
Starting to see part of the problem for me. I often go on ESPN, and the number they give me when I go down their schedule and pick my game is usually different than the number you have in the spreadsheet here.
It's my fault that you're 1-4.
So I will take the Broncos, except when I picked them this morning, they were laying 6.5 points at the Jets. You have them laying 7.5 points at the Jets. That seems like, in the National Football League, a very critical point there that I'll be laying, but I think the Jets will be laying eggs. I think Aaron Glenn stinks. I think that team is a debacle. And I don't love Bo Nix, but I'll lay the 7.5 against the Jets. I'm mostly picking against the Jets more than I'm picking for the Broncos.
They are surprisingly positive, though, about them. I see nothing but I like where we're at. I like the direction that we're headed from Aaron Glenn and company. That's one of the more positive 0-5 teams I feel like I've seen in recent memory.
The happiest 0-5 team ever.
Yeah, there you go. He'll be happy looking for a job at the end of this year.
Do you guys remember his tenure, just how it started there as a D coordinator with the Detroit Lions?
No.
It was not good.
No.
I just, Aaron's a great guy, super guy, and he was a hell of a player. I don't know if he's cut out for this job. I really don't.
Doesn't look it so far.
No. I don't think the Jets have a takeaway all season. I think they're the only team that doesn't have a takeaway, unless they did in this last game.
That makes me feel better then. Go Broncos. Let's go.
I was told Sauce Gardner was the best corner in the league by Jets fans, but that's okay. We'll leave that one there. All right, so Andy has the Broncos. We'll get a more uniform way of the specific lines off air, but for the way that I put together the Andy Hart Bank Account Memorial six-way parlay, I had them at -7.5. Nick Fitzy Stevens has jumped out for the day and the weekend. He has the Lions +2.5 against the Chiefs. Ted, you wanted to make that pick, so what allured you to the what drew you to the Lions?
Oh, you know, just their dominance.
Yeah,
I mean they lead the league in points per game. I don't know. They're playing with a swagger. They got a lot of confidence. They lost both their coordinators, but that seems to have motivated them. I think they're playing great on both sides of the ball. I really do. So they're vibing, man. And I just think the Lions are probably the chalk to win the Super Bowl now that the Buffalo Bills got beat.
I also just noticed the Chiefs seem like they have a hard schedule. Every week I feel like there's a good team playing the Chiefs. And I know they're losing, but they have the opposite of the Patriots schedule. It seems like every team they play is good to better than good.
Yeah, and even the teams that you looked at the beginning of the year that were supposed to be bad teams, like, I mean, I didn't think Jacksonville was going to be great, but they came in and brought the fight to him. So we'll see what they have, as both the Chiefs and the Eagles are going through their struggles right now. So Fitzy had the Lions covering it +2.5 on the road against the Chiefs. That's the Sunday night football game this week. Ted, you were not able to pick the Lions, so you chose who this week?
It was perfect. I didn't really want to pick the Lions. I was just kidding. Kind of like last week.
And 2 weeks ago.
Just read the text chain, Ted. So what do I got? I got the Browns and the Steelers game, and the Steelers are favored by 6.5 points. Why do I pick the Steelers in this one? Well, because the Browns picked up a new quarterback this week. Joe Flacco. What are they doing to my boy Shadir? He should be playing, damn it. No, he really shouldn't be, quite honestly.
Wait, didn't Joe Flacco go to the Bengals?
Didn't he? Oh, he left the Browns.
He left the Browns to go to the Bengals.
It's the Dylan Gabriel show,
it's
baby.
It's the Dylan Gabriel show. So forget what I said about Joe Flacco right there. He has now moved on to the Bengals. What I wanted to say is that the Browns have gone on the road. You see their schedule the last few weeks? They had to go on the road to play the Lions. They got beat 34-10. They had to go to London to play the Vikings. They lost 21-17. They got to go on the road to play the Steelers. They're going to lose this game, and they're going to lose by more than a touchdown. That's why I got the Steelers winning this game. I mean, three road games in a row like that?
Look at you trusting Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers.
Are you kidding me? At home against a team that's been on the road three times in a row, and then in the last week's game was against the Vikings. Mm. On the road in London. Mm. Oh, that's too many road games in a row.
Okay.
That does not bode well for the Browns.
Yeah, especially when you mix a trip overseas amidst all that. That's a lot that they're going to have to deal with. Okay, so we have the Browns, the Lions, and the Steelers so far, as we hand it back behind the glass to my man Stiz, who had a couple different picks of his taken before he could finally land on the one that he was going with. What'd you land on there, Stiz?
That's all right, Dan. I'm a football savant, and so I'll make it work.
It doesn't matter what game.
That's right. So the Titans, they're at the Raiders. I'm going to be taking the Raiders. They're -4.5. Both teams, 1-4. Now, I did pick this game before I knew that tight end Brock Bowers is going to be out for the Raiders, but that's okay.
He picked this game before he knew who Brock Bowers was.
And I don't know who that is.
But here's a cut. So the Raiders, they're home, so that's going to work well. They're a four-game losing streak, so that's bound to snap. They're bound to snap that four-game losing streak. And the number one reason I think the Raiders are going to win is because they beat Drake May and the Patriots, who I'm told is a top 10 quarterback in this league. So have no fear. Raiders to cover and win.
Nice.
It's
okay.
Funny, you know, ever since the Raiders have lost, what, four in a row?
Yeah.
You haven't heard much about Tom Brady calling Chip Kelly and talking to Pete.
All that inside info not really working very well for him.
Not working.
They need to cheat better.
Oh, that's right. That's my other reason, the bonus reason, Brady.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, you're a Brady guy now? I thought you were a Belichick guy.
I'm a home team or no team.
He's a Patriots guy is who he is.
Thank you, Dan Ball.
So you're Kraft.
Just try to pin something on him. You'll get something to stick. Brian Frazoco, who's running the Twitch and the socials right now, has the Cowboys covering -3 against the Panthers. I couldn't believe the line was that small after the way the offense balled out last week. But that's what Frazoco has. And then I have the Colts covering -7 at home against the Arizona Cardinals.
Ooh.
Cardinals picked up two wins against the two of the worst teams in the league in the Panthers and Saints to begin the year. They haven't been great since. Colts are 3-0 at home. Jonathan Taylor is having a career season on the ground. Daniel Jones, a career resurgence as the quarterback of the Colts.
And the Colts defense is balling out too, man.
I know.
They're like, they're third in points allowed. They only allow 17 points a game, the Colts. So they got it going on both sides of the ball, man.
They gave up 8 to the Dolphins, 28 to the Broncos, 20 to the Titans, 27 to the Rams, and then 6 to the Raiders. So a couple of really strong showings against bad teams. I think the Cardinals are considered a bad team, so I'm riding with Colts -7. So our picks for this week, the 6 teams that we're riding with, the Broncos, they take on the Jets in London. The Lions, they're on the road against the Chiefs Sunday Night Football. The Steelers at home against the Browns. Colts at home against the Cardinals. Raiders at home against the Titans, and the Cowboys on the road against the Panthers. The Andy Hart Bank Account Memorial 6-way parlay for the pick 6. $10 wins you $455.96. That's a +4459 parlay. Or, in Andy's case, $2 is given to the sportsbook of his choice.
Also, $2, but wait till Sunday, generally, before you place your parlay pick, because you can usually get a profit boost, which won't matter when you lose, but if you ever do win, it would be nice to get even more profit on your bet.
I just help you. Can you do a 2-game parlay where you just pick Dan and my games?
Wow, this guy getting cocky, huh?
I know. Might actually win you some money on the show if you do that.
All right, coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, time for Odds and Ends. On a Friday, a frosty Patriots Friday, that means we're going to pick the Patriots game. Who do we have winning down in New Orleans? Do we trust the Patriots? We'll finish that out next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Are you out of your mind?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
WEEI Afternoons coming up on Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS for Kids. That's Cars with a K. Let's hope the Patriots don't donate a win to the Saints this Sunday in New Orleans, because that's what it's going to take. I don't know that this wasn't really a joke.
It is.
But I don't really think, I don't know if the Saints can beat the Patriots. I think they have to contribute to their own defeat.
Correct.
If it's going to go sideways.
And I think the Saints got to play a fairly clean game to win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They can't have any turnovers. They don't turn the ball over much. And
They
can get cause you to turn it over. So you better not turn it over, because you don't want to keep a team like that who's played well at home in the game late in the fourth.
I'll tell you the one thing I hold against the Saints, and I shouldn't do this.
By the way, real quick, the two games they lost at home, teams had chances to win the game. The Saints had chances to win the game at the end of those games and weren't successful. So don't make it close at the end of the game.
Right.
Because they might actually get a game-winning scoring drive and beat your ass.
Yes, Dan Ball.
I feel like they have some decent offensive players that you have to be cognizant of.
Dude, sure.
Kamara's a great running back. Alave, Shaheed, and Juwan Johnson in the passing game. I think the question coming in was, so Spencer Rattler won your quarterback competition over whoever else you had.
Right.
So, Teddy, to your point, if he gains a little more experience in those situations, there may be a little something there with that offense.
And you are without Jalen Hawkins, and I don't think safety's been the strongest of positions, and you take one of your starters out of the equation. I assume that means more Kyle Duggar on the field, which we know he can be a liability in coverage at times. But so let's get to our picks. Week 6, Patriots game in New Orleans. I'll start things off. I'm a homer. Get the horn ready. I think the Patriots play a clean game. I think Drake May is Drake May. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he's by far the better quarterback in this game. Ted brought it up, a little zone coverage. That means my guy Diggs is going to feast. He's going to get in the end zone, a third straight 100-yard game with a touchdown for Stephon Diggs.
Oh, he's such a homer.
As a team, they rush for over 100 yards. I don't know if either guy will really have a big day, but I think combined, you will get Henderson and Stevenson, the Un brothers, to over 100 yards, and therefore the Patriots win 27-13. Dan Ball, you want to go second?
Always, yeah. I got the Patriots by 10 in this one. I got 31-21 Pats. I am worried about the safety or the injury to Jalen Hawkins and just your secondary injuries in general. You're also dealing with Gonzalez now being questionable after being limited in practice. So I think the Saints are going to be able to score, but I'm really high on where Drake May is right now. I think he has another big game, and I just don't think the Saints have the defensive firepower to keep up with where this Patriots offense is right now. So Pats 31, Saints 21 for me.
Fitzy, who had to get out of here a little early, has the Patriots, surprise, surprise, 31-20. He's back on the bandwagon rooting for the hometown team. Ted Johnson.
I got the Pats big, probably bigger than any of you guys. I got them winning 34-20.
Oh, he's such a homer.
Such a homer. They have the Saints have the one of the worst defenses in the NFL. They rank 31st in defensive DVOA. Which is not very good, considering there's only 32 teams in the league. The Saints' defense plays very much like the Bills' defense in the sense that they have a pattern-matching zone defense. So it's a lot of zone coverage that they try to disguise. The Bills did the same thing, and we saw what Drake May did to them. So I think they're going to feast on that secondary. And the running defense for the Saints is terrible. So I know the Patriots can't run the ball, at least between the tackles, but I think they will get the running game going this week. I feel like this isn't a close one. They got to validate last week's win, which I think was a good win against a tough team in Buffalo. So they're going to validate it by winning this game by two scores at least. I got them winning 34-20.
Hey, Chelsea boy, what you got?
I think it's going to be closer than people might expect. I think the Saints will hang in there, and it might get tight a little bit. But as long as Ramondre Stevenson doesn't fumble the ball 10 times, I have the Pats winning by
cheap shot.
I have the Pats winning by a touchdown, 21-14.
And Brian Frazoco in the back doing video has Patriots 26-14. I don't ever want to hear again that the tough Boston media, you guys are so negative, you root against them. They play a couple good games in a row, and we have a landslide. They're going to go on the road and just win and take care of business.
Yeah. Like, well, your boy Mike Giardi has actually stated the obvious that the Boston sports media is too positive.
I actually think it is. I think there's a bunch of fans in the Boston media. I think it's a lot of pom-poms in the Boston media. Speaking of which, Christian Arkin!
You're like the guy in the hot dog suit. We're all trying to find out who's doing this. Who's waving the pom-poms over here, Andy? Jeez. That's it's you. Like you're talking about other people.
I'm part of the pom-poms right now, but then, you know.
So who are you yelling at?
These guys tell me. I learned it from watching you. You just yell at somebody. You pitch somebody into. Actually, you start yelling, and midway through, you decide who you're yelling at.
That's right.
Are you happy
like
about the Bruins?
Shot, you know?
Because I remember a year
ago.
Good,
buddy. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
I remember a year ago, we were doing the previous iteration of the afternoon program, and they had lost to the Panthers, and you were, like, off the rails. Well, does the pendulum go the other way? 2-0. Marco Sturm can't lose, baby. Both goalies got a win. Overtime, did you see Corposalo was awesome?
Those first two saves you made were incredible. Yeah, that was a great play, and I really liked how Zadorov, because when it's 3-on-3 and Zadorov's out there, it's like, oh, man, right, this is going to be tough for him. And he pinned that guy right up against the boards and started the break the other way. It was like in The Karate Kid when he caught the fly in the chopsticks. That's what it looked like. It was great. And great ending, really just a fantastic experience at the Garden last night. And, yeah, I'm excited about this. Absolutely. It's two games, but I think this is a great start for them, and it's very important for them to get off to a great start because there's not much in terms of expectations for this team. And if you start off and you lose a bunch of games, you're going to dig your way out of that. Like, I'd rather they start off in a position of, strength, which is what they're doing.
And the November schedule is brutal.
Yeah.
So they gotta make hay now.
But everybody's got a tough schedule because of the Olympics. That's what Razor said yesterday. There's a lot of weird schedules with the Olympics. But you got 3 hours tonight?
3 hours, yes. John Lyon's going to join me at 7:30. We'll talk Patriots with him. We got some Red Sox thoughts as well. Cora talked about Bregman and a lot of NFL as well today, too.
All right, it's as I said earlier, it's been a fun week. A lot of fun in Boston sports with a little Bill Belichick mixed in.
Sprinkled in there.
Yeah, that's like the cotton candy crunch I put on my ice cream when I have a bowl of ice cream at night. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the Patriots game on Sunday. Don't forget the Six Rings post-game show, Fitzy and Hart, after the Patriots win in New Orleans. And we'll be back on Monday. We'll talk to Drake May. I think Marcus Jones again, although Jelani Tavai might be in the mix soon as well. 2-6, Monday. We'll talk to you then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.